Today, we'd like to see the title of Zophar's second answer in Job chapter 20, verses 1 to 29. To our non-word people through MP3 or our YouTube channel, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in this Job's second answer, toward an evil person named as a sinner, wicked or ungodly person, answer whether or not his counsel is right, verse by verse. Question 2, also toward Job, answer whether or not his counsel is right, verse by verse, and if not, explain a reason. Question 3, what does God say later to this Job's answer? Explain the types of pain and suffering caused by reasons in light of the Bible, and which type do Job's pain and suffering fall into? Finally, what can we learn from here? Now we get to one of five poetical books, Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. The book of Job, written in about 2000 before Christ, before the book of Genesis, written in 1450 before Christ by Moses. Job lost the property, his children, and suffered the painful boils from the sole of his feet unto his crown in Job chapter 1, 16, 18, 19, and 2, 7. Then Job's three friends gave counsel to him in Job 2, 11. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. Three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, counsel is that Job's suffering's reason is a sin requiring repentance. However, another friend, Elihu, gives a counsel through Job chapters 32 up to 7. Suffering's reason is often the means to purify the children of God. In the last time in Job chapter 18, 19, we observed Bildad's second counsel and Job's response. In the last verse, Job 19:29, Job answered, "Be afraid of the sword for your salvation, for wrath brings the punishment of the sword, that you may know there is judgment." Job's friends should be afraid of God's judgment against their wrath against Job. Their wrath against Job may bring God's judgment against them. Then verse 1, then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, Job's third friend, the second answer after chapter 11, therefore my anxious thought makes me answer because of the turmoil within me. Zophar was provoked by Job's last response of chapter 19. Verse 3, I have heard the rebuke that reproaches me at the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Job's rebuke led Job to answer. Verse 4, do you not know this of old, since man was placed on earth? General truth. Verse 5, that the triumphing of the wicked is sure, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment. To the sinner it is right, but the loss of triumph and joy may not come in the lifetime of the sinner, because the loss may be deferred until God's last judgment. Toward Job, it is not right, because he is blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned the evil. Job is not type 3, but type 5, although he did not know divine good purpose to see God in the spirit realm, deeper fellowship with God during his pain and suffering. Verse 6, though his haughtiness mounts up to the heavens, and his head reaches to the clouds, toward a sinner it is right, because he or she doesn't repent because of own pride and arrogance, but not right toward Job, because it is inapplicable to Job. Because Job's type is the paper says divine good purpose, you know, last page 5 here, text number 5, divine good purpose, known or unknown by suffering person. So that is a 5. So, you know, 5 types of sickness, death, sin. Basically, 3 friends is the focus on sin because of your pain and suffering. So, like that, that's their logic. Verse 6, though his haughtiness mounts up to the heavens and his head reaches to the cloud, towards the sinner it is right, because he or she does repent because of her own pride and arrogance, but not right towards Job, because it is inapplicable to Job. Verse 7, yet he will perish forever like his own refuse or dung. Those who have seen him will say, where is he? Towards the sinner it is right, because he was her sin is not forgiven by God unless he or she repents and believes today in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, but not right toward Job. Verse 8, he will fly away like a dream and not be found. Yes, he will be chased away like a vision of the night. Toward the sinner it is right, because the dream vision is like the chaff. Psalm 143, ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away, but not right towards Job. Verse 9, the eye that saw him will see him no more, nor will his place beheld him anymore. Towards the sin is right, but it implies Job's loss of health and wealth. Towards Job is not right. First, then his children will seek the favor of the poor, and his hands will restore his wealth. The sinner's children become poor, and his wealth is given away. Toward a sinner, it is most right, sometimes not in his lifetime. It implies Job's loss of children. Toward a job is not right. Verse 11, his bones are full of his youthful vigor, but it will lie down with him in the dust. It implies Job's present boils from healthy jaw. Toward a sinner is right, but not, you know, toward the jaw. Verse 12, though evil is sweet in his mouth and he hides it under his tongue, it implies a hidden sin or evil to Job, who should repent. Toward a sinner it is right, but not to Job. Verse 13, though he spares it and does not forsake it, but still keeps it in his mouth, hidden sin should be confessed and repented. That's right toward the sinner, not Job. Verse 14, yet his food in his stomach turns sour, it becomes a cobra, venom within him. Sin grows seriously from sweet to sour, venom and death is right to a sinner, not drop. Verse 7. Then when desire has conceived it, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Verse 15, he swallows down riches and vomits them up again. God casts them out of his valley. It implies Job's lost property, not toward Job, but toward the sinner. It is generally right. Verse 16, he will suck the poison of a cobra as the viper's tongue will slay him. It implies Job's boil close to death unless he confesses. It's a harsh to Job, but to a sinner it may be right, not to Job. Verse 17, he will not see the streams, the rivers flowing with honey and cream. To a sinner, there is such a pain and suffering of no stream of honey or cream, but not toward Job. His loss of property is for divine good purpose of the intimacy. Verse 18, he will restore that for which he labored and will not swallow it down. From the proceeds of a business, he will get no enjoyment. Toward a sinner, fruitless labor and no joy in his business may be right, but not toward the Job. Verse 19, for he has oppressed and forsaken poor. He has violently seized a house which he did not build. Such a person is a sinner to be judged fairly. Job, not such a person. Verse 20, because he knows no quietness in his heart, he will not save anything he desires. Toward a sinner or ungodly person is right because quietness or peace is only in the Lord. Toward a sinner, anything desired might not be stored because the ungodly shall perish in his time. Here, for the Lord knows the way of righteous, but the way of ungodly shall perish. Job's unquietness is not caused by his hidden sin. Verse 21, nothing is left for him to eat, therefore his well-being will not last. To a sinner, nothing left to eat may be right in the lifetime of him who is not well, but toward the Job, it is not right. Verse 22, in his self-sufficiency, he will be in distress. Every hand of misery will come against him. It implies Job's present unhealthy bold condition. But toward the Job, it is not right because of not the reason of his sin. Toward the sinner, it might be right. 23, when he is about to peel his stomach, God will cast him the fury or anger wrath over his wrath and will rain it on him while he is eating. It may be the provoked response to Job's punishment of sword against him and his friend in the last chapter 19. Toward a sinner, it may be right, not to Job. Verse 24, he will flee from the iron weapon. A branch of bow will pierce him through. Toward another repenting sinner, it's close to a miserable outcome, like a pierced bow. Toward a Job, inapplicable. 25, it is drawn, comes out of the body, yet the glinting point comes out of his gall, terrors come upon him. To shine the point of the bow from his gall or unexpected bad thing makes him fear. Toward a sinner, it might be right because of no love of God who is against sin, but toward a Job, not applicable. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out the fear, because the fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. 26, total darkness is reserved for his treasures. An unfanned fire will consume him. It shall go ill with him who is left in his tent. Total darkness or disaster may come to him and his inhabitants by a little fire toward the sinner unless he repents. But toward Job, not applicable. It is a really discomforting Job in a similar situation of loss of his children. Zophar is not a good comforter. 27, the heavens will reveal his iniquity, and the earth will rise up against him. Because anything hidden, including his hidden iniquity or sin, will be revealed. Verse 10. Luke 8, 7. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. A sinner might be punished in his lifetime on the earth, or be deferred until God's last judgment, not toward Job. It is inapplicable. 28. The increase of his house will depart, and his goods will flow away in the day of his wrath. It implies Job's lost property, not because of God's wrath, but toward the sinner. It might be true. 29. This is the portion from God for wicked man. The heart is appointed to him by God. In conclusion, toward a sinner, it is generally right. In his lifetime or day after. Because ultimately he is cast into the lake of fire. 11. Leviticus 20:50, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But toward Job, this dropper's counsel is not right, as God said. So we can learn the counsel to another to be so careful. Unless you know a clear situation of a painful suffering person, it's better to pray than to counsel him or her. When a clear situation is revealed, ask the Lord to give his counsel rather than your counsel and follow his revelation. Reveal an applicable word of omniscient God to him, her, away from your human wisdom. Number 12, 1 Corinthians 1:12. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. Finally, keep his or her confidentiality unless it is against God because of United States law. Not just let every soul be subject to government authority. For there is no authority except from God, that authority that exists are appointed by God. For example, biblical marital counseling, like a colleague. So we see, you know, the basically question one, question two, question three here, the footnote. What does God say? Let this Job process answer. You know, verse one is Job, you know, 42:7. And so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, including Zophar, for you have not spoken of me. What is right, not right, as my servant Job has. Explain the types of pain and suffering caused by religion in the light of the Bible. This one is a footnote 2 below the chart of pain and suffering caused by religions. Right here, we see page 5, So five types: sickness, death, sin, faith, divine purpose, is unknown or known by suffering person at the time suffering, at suffering time, pain time, you know, whatever. Here, sickness, Luke 8:43. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any. So a woman, patient, a flow of blood for 12 years. That one is example. The death case is Lazarus, the brother of Mary, was dead. So Mary is painful, broken heart, in John 11:32-37. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit with trouble. Jesus weeping is because of the lack of the Mary's faith. The third type is a sin. Example: David's adultery with Bathsheba and murder of Uriah case. 2 Samuel 10:11. Now therefore, the shoulder shall never depart from your house. The consequence: pain, suffering because of sin. You have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Just says the Lord, behold, I will raise up a vast enemy against you. From your own house I will take your wives before your eyes, give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun, in the public. The face, the first face, you know, the keep pace in pagan country, or you know, the severity. Paul Timothy's unwavering faith, 2 Corinthians 1:8. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble, a lot of trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure. So it's a very unbearable burdening of our strength, so that we despaired even of life. So a lot of pain. The last one, divine good purpose. That is example, Joseph to his brothers who sold him to Midianite traders case. Genesis 5:20. But as for you, you meant evil against me because you sold me, but God meant it for good, God's good purpose, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people lives. So the Jewish people lie. Genesis 37:20. Then Midianite traders passed by, so the brother pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of a pit, sold him to Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver, and they took Joseph to Egypt. So five types of kind of death. Question three: which type do Job's pain suffering fall into? Which type is the fifth type? Here, footnote three, Job 42:5 says, "I have heard of you by hearing of the ear, but now I see you." See, the spiritualism is intimate fellowship. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. So humbly repented by Job. Finally, what can we learn from here? So that is a last one we can learn here. Here, when we can learn the counsel to another, so be so we cover all three questions. Let's just sing all together Maranatha song. Happy Independence Day.